The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 165. I'm your host, Tony Polanco. I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Welcome back.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
What up?
And Adam Vale.
Kenny Omega! Kenny Omega!
All right, man, what's going on?
From New Japan, I watched the Wrestle Kingdom, which is like the Japanese WrestleMania, and their big star is Kenny Omega. So when he comes out, Kenny Omega! Kenny Omega!
Is he Japanese?
Nope, he's Canadian.
What's up with
he's
that, man? Japanese. What's up with that? Yo, man, that is cultural appropriations.
Yeah, but and he's fluent in Japanese, though. That's the thing. So he gets on the mic. Blah, 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 blah. I just said a lot of fucked up shit. But he
just cursed out my mother.
And they love him. He's awesome. He had a match versus Chris Jericho.
Oh shit!
And it was a 37-minute match.
What?
Yeah, it was no joke. It was good. It was a good match. They went all out.
That's crazy. All right, man. So yeah, we're back once again with Throw Down Your Questions, the most controversial show on the internet. Because dudes can't seem to understand the rules. We apparently have too many of them. Shout out to Valigus. You know, rules are the same as always, man.
Yo, man, we're not fucking Gizmo. We don't, you know, we're not like, you know, no eat from before midnight.
We're not Gremlins.
You know, all that shit. No. It's not like that. It's real easy.
Yeah, you know, if you're watching us after we finish recording, you leave your questions in the comment section, ask them next week. And if you're watching live, we'll answer them right now. Simple as that. It don't get That's easier. It. You know, like we said, we don't want you to ask those questions on Twitter because we will not see those fucking questions. They'll be gone in 10 minutes. You know, especially on my timeline, forget about it.
On my timeline isn't crazy. It's crazy too. Even the throwdown
on my timeline,
it's pretty crazy too. And it can get easily lost in the mix, even when you send it into the mention section. So yeah, best way to do it, go on to this show. If you want to ask questions for next show.
Yeah, pretty much, man. And okay, so Brett is still on vacations. So, you know, we won't see him until like next week, I believe. And Brian, you know, he's hanging out with Doctor Who. We don't know what's going on with Brian.
Didn't he say he didn't like Doctor Who? So it'll probably have to be.
It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. It's still British.
Oh, okay.
Also,
I was thinking something, maybe something more British that we can do with him. But nah, he's hanging out with the doctor.
He's hanging out with the doctor.
Also, he's one of the doctor's new companions. There you go.
I almost forgot about this, man. I want to give a shout out to the Retro Bro, man. He gave us a shout out in one of his latest videos, man. So his latest video is about like basically channels that he likes that he thinks people should check out in 2018, and Throwdown was one of them, you know.
That is awesome. Yeah, and from what I watched it, me and Tony watched it, and you know, from what it looked like, he's seen the Liker formatting and the way we set everything up and how we have a lot of people in the show and we're not all talking over each other, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah. As me and Manny were talking about before the show, you know, we're not going to call on any names, obviously, but there's similar shows to ours where they have about as many guests and it's a fucking madhouse. You know, we ain't like that on Throwdown, man. We keep that shit nice and structured for the people, you know. We ain't trying to be having all that shit going on, all that drama. I know it keeps our view count down, but we ain't about that life, you know? All right, and with that, we shall get into some questions here. If I could pull them up. There we go. All right, so first one, who we know, our new Final Stage boss. We don't know what happened to the old Final Stage boss. My man, G Megaforce 123. So he asks, it's that time where we celebrate the new year by looking back on all the memories of the past year while simultaneously looking forward to new ones we are about to encounter in the coming year. It's also a time where many see the beginning of the new year as a chance to better themselves or in some cases kick nasty habits that have stuck around for too long. So the question is, what gaming-related resolutions have you made for yourself this year? I'm going to go first. I didn't make any because I don't have any. I'm good. I found my solution, as many would say. I'm going to stick with it. You know, new games that present themselves, I'll play them, and that's that. You know, I'm not even worried about my fucking backlog. I'm like, Tony, don't worry about it. Just play whatever's in front of you, and that's it. You know?
Yeah. And if the time comes that you have a little time to play it, or you have the urge to play them, just put them in. You know, it's not that hard.
Like right now, I could easily play a bunch of old games, but I don't feel like playing games right now, so I'm taking a break.
You know? Man, you could be playing Okami right now.
I could be, but I'm not. I'm not feeling the rainbow right now. You know, Christos, exactly where I got that from. But did anybody here actually make any gaming related resolution? I didn't make any fucking resolution. I'm like, yo, Tony, just do whatever you're doing, man. It's doing good.
No, I agree with you because I'm looking forward to a ton of shit this year. So what am I going to do? Like, I'm not going to make any promises because I'm just going to freaking break them. When God of War comes out, I'm done. I'm just like, there's my money. I'm playing that shit. I'm playing Spider-Man. It's just too much to look forward to.
Can't stop. Won't stop. All right. Does anybody actually make any resolutions with gaming or not?
I've never really done any resolutions. Usually resolutions are coming to like, you know, like if I want to do something or, you know, whatever like that. But I, other than that, I don't know. I mean, last year I did have the plan. My plan was, you know, to get trophies, you know, the platinum trophies in, you know, a certain amount of games, which I kind of did. I think I got about 5 or 6 last year, which is pretty damn good.
All right. So
that's really about it. I mean, I guess the resolution this year is maybe to try to play a little bit more games. Maybe that's in mind, I guess.
Yeah, but that's something you kind of are not in control of.
I can't help that because of my schedule and all that other shit. So,
All right. I guess if we don't have any answers to this, we'll move on to the next question, which is, just trying to understand. I've seen people call certain games trash, but then they go out and buy them anyway. Not sure why. Maybe because the so-called trash games are popular or they want to play with friends. I know if there is a game I think is trash, I will not touch it, but that's just me. Why do people call games trash but buy them? Good question. We hear it all the time. Oh, fuck Call of Duty. Call of Duty shit. They buy Call of Duty every fucking year, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, like, I think for some people, I mean, Adam doesn't think they're trash games. He likes the Call of Duty games every year. So.
No, we're not talking about Call of Duty specifically. That's just an example. But, you know, you've heard it a lot. It's like, oh, this game's trash. This game's going to be stupid. You buy them anyway. Hey, as a matter of fact, me and Brett and I guess Carlos and Adam were all like, hey, Destiny 2, whatever. And we still bought the shit. You know?
You all fell for the trap of Destiny. So, I mean, I think for you, it was a situation where it was like, well, if Brett and Adam are playing it and you know, if everybody else is playing it, I have people to play with. Okay, I'll just play that too.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened, where it came from.
Yeah, I mean, for me, yeah, it was that and also, you know, work and stuff. But yeah, go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, kind of what you said. A lot of the games we play sometimes because they're topical and it's good to talk about those during the show.
Yeah.
So, for example, Destiny 2, it wasn't a game that I was necessarily looking forward to because I didn't really like Destiny 1. But I knew everyone else was getting it. I knew I was going to talk about it during... We were going to talk about it during the show. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm just going to buy it and play with everyone else. And yeah, still... I wouldn't say the game's trash.
Nah, it's not trash.
Not a good game. Not a good game, but...
We dropped that shit mad fast, though. Like 2 weeks afterwards, like, yeah, we're good. You know,
yeah. We hop back into Call of Duty.
Oh man, so I think that's a good answer. It's like people buying because they want to like be part of the conversation. Their friends are playing it, stuff like that. You know,
yeah. For me, like, I mean, you know me and the multiplayer games. I really don't the sort of stuff doesn't interest me that much. So it's not usually a selling point. So that's probably why all the different games that I bought this year were not really anything that kind of everyone was playing. I don't know.
Well, you have your own like gaming taste, so it kind of makes sense, you know. All right, anybody else?
What was that?
Why do people buy games that they call like basically somebody will go, oh, this franchise is trash, that game's trash, and they buy those games all the time. So why would you buy a trash game if you know you're not gonna like it?
It's for friends. Like that was my case with Destiny 1, the Taken King.
You really were did go take a shit. We just mentioned that. It's like all of us here bought Destiny, even though we didn't like the game very much. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But then this is the first Destiny. The first Destiny I bought, I was hyped. Then I was like, nope, this sucks. And then I had buddies like, oh, you gotta get the Taken King though. The Taken King, everything is fixed, it's better, blah blah blah. And I was like, all right, well what, it's like $20? I'm no, it's 60. Come on. I'm like, what? That's a whole other game. He was like, no, it's great. And that was it. And I only played about, I don't know, 2 days worth maybe, and then we stopped.
Damn. So, yo, Adam, that's how they got me too, son. They're like, yo, Taken King is completely different. I played that shit for 2 days, just like you. It was the same fucking shit.
Same shit. By the way, look, we all gave the benefit of the doubt for Destiny too.
We did.
You know?
And look what happened.
You couldn't play for those how long?
Yeah, my problems. God, that's right. I couldn't play that shit forever because of that bullshit. But then when I did play it, you know, I lasted for like 2 weeks, and then I was done. You know, I beat the game, I beat the story. I'm like, okay, I think I'm good now. You know, because there's really not much to it.
Yeah, it's just running back and forth to these public events. I'm like, yo, I can only do this that much. Like, like, do I really need to keep doing this the whole time? So yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Fuck that bullshit.
Adam, I got another one for Adam.
Oh,
what?
He plays trash games to get platinums.
Oh yeah. Some of them,
that's right.
Depends if they're easy, then it's not so much of a trash game because it gave me something.
No, it's still trash.
It's still trash.
If it's a game that don't give me anything and it's just trash, then I'm like, yo, this was wasting time.
But I will accept that as a actual reason why you buy a trash game. Like Terminator Salvation, I got an easy platinum, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. If it gives you something, but if you buy a trash game and you don't even get that, you just wasted your money and you got nothing to show for it.
Let me ask you a question. If you buy a trash game, are you like obligated to get the platinum just so you could say you came out on the winning side or whatever? I don't know. It's a good question. Let's say you get a game that's fucking bullshit, right? And you hate it, but you end up getting the platinum for it. Would that justify its purchase?
Yeah. Because at least you got something for it. You know, it didn't just sit there like Mafia 3, that bullshit. You know, I got nothing out of it. I didn't get fun out of it. I didn't get anything out of that experience. That was a waste. Damn.
Man, that Mafia sucks. 3.
What an epic fail.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because everybody else seems to love the game, you know?
Nobody loves that game. They're lying.
Well, reviewers
they're just trying to just say because they felt bad they spent so much money on it. Oh, Mafia 2 is awesome. Mafia 3, trash.
That's trash. Funny. All right, man, let's move on here to Black Metal Gamer. So he goes, like it or not, Battle Royale modes will be the game trend for many more games to come. What game would you like to see have this Battlegrounds mode? What things could they add to make it better, and how long will this mode be around for? That's three questions in one, by the way,
that's
dude.
That's too many questions, man. Motherfucker. That made me nervous.
Yeah.
That made me nervous.
So, and he also says that he wants a Bloodborne Battle Royale or... Gears of War Battle Royale. So, you know. It's a three-part question. Let's answer them in parts. So, what game would you like to see? None of them. I don't really care for Battleground modes.
Not really. It's nothing. Sorry. I'm sorry if you do enjoy that.
Yeah, if you like them, that's cool, but no, not for me.
I really don't want to see that.
Not feeling the rainbow, man.
Well, I got three that can use it. Call of Duty.
Definitely
use it. You could do that. Yeah, they could definitely do it. The Division. Division has the map in the world for it. That'll be awesome, especially with all the buildings that you could run in and out of. So that's awesome. And Wildlands. You know,
can I ask you a question?
Oh, shit. Here you go.
Why would you want your favorite games to have a mode that doesn't really make it the game that it is?
No, I don't want it. But if they're going to make it, they might as well make it for those. I could care less if it's there or not.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, no, because those games have so many modes as it is, that and they have the massive world, they can easily just be like, we can sprinkle this one up, and that's cool. It, and it'll fit.
Yeah, I wouldn't choose a certain game. I'm really, I mean, if PUBG is the best they can do with battle arenas, and I'll, like, if I want to play that style, then I'll just play PUBG. And, I mean, GTA has it, too, so.
Well, yeah, with the cars.
Yep.
Yo, wait, sidetrack. Well, there's a link to this. Have you guys heard about this nuke that costs 500 real dollars that's in the new GTA?
Yeah, we talked about that shit, man.
But did you talk about how people are, the rich kids are doing it, like blowing people up?
That we did not talk about.
There's a whole form of people just flipping out because they're getting bombed constantly, and they're like, it's all by the rich because it costs 500 bucks.
Yeah, the orbital cannon in the facility, it costs $500,000 to shoot it, or $750,000 to auto fire it, and you could bomb anyone you want, right?
As long as you can bomb up to, you could pinpoint to one specific person in the world.
In the world, So you can harass people if you have the money. You can harass someone, and they can't do anything about it.
Yeah, these people post it up on YouTube. Yo, I hate Jimmy and Wax. This is how much I hate him. And then,
Anyway, let's get back to it. Chris, do you want any of these games to have this mode?
No, I don't care. Like, there's enough games with that mode. Like, that to me is a fad, you know? It's like, okay, yeah, Battle Royale modes. Oh, whatever. It's like, I want games to have options. That's what I'd like. Well, especially it depends. Single player one.
It's like the new Horde mode, right?
That's what I was going to say. Horde mode came in, and that became a mainstay in almost every game for multiplayer. I mean, there's a Horde mode. You know, and is it going to be one of those? Is this going to be 4 or 5 years down? I was like, yeah, I remember when PUBG had this. Now it's in every game.
Yeah, I guess you could skip to the next part of the question. How long do you think this thing's going to be around for?
Depends. It depends on who makes it. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, PUBG is there, but wait till an established franchise adopts it. Then let's see, because that's when it really sticks. You know, because like, oh, well, everybody plays this game, and now that's one of the modes, and it's along for the ride. PUBG is just PUBG. It's just that I don't know if, like, let's say 2 years down the road, they decide to make another game. It might suck. They might add a story to it, and people are like, yo, this is whack. I don't want to play this shit. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Anybody else want to answer this shit?
I think it's not more than 5 years. It's one of those, it's a fad, but it's like kind of, I don't know. It's kind of getting worn out right now. At least in my opinion, because that's everything coming out. Everything that's popular, that's all that's getting released, like these Battle Royale mode games or whatever the hell they're called. So I don't think they're going to last more than 5 years. That market will saturate pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in on that.
Somebody should just make Battle Royale, because that's where it came from.
The worst one. In fact, they had the kids, the schoolboy and schoolgirl outfits. They added that into PUBG. At one point.
Oh boy. Oh, yeah. Come on. See, it's like, hey, look, we just took a gameplay aspect from a manga slash comic, a manga slash movie.
All right. I don't want to ask. I don't care about PUBG. Hey, you don't give a fuck. Go ahead, man.
And Adam, I think we'll understand it like the best. It's like, think about it like this. Let's say there was a game that was just based off of Search and Destroy, which is like a game mode in Call of Duty. And just think about a whole game based on that one mode, and that's all they release, and that's all people play. People are going to get tired of that.
Yeah,
that's why Call of Duty has Search and Destroy, Capture the Flag,
Kill Confirmed.
Yep,
love that.
Mode. Has all that and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you have a game dedicated to just one game type, especially for first person shooter, that I don't think that'll like last that long.
Well, that's why I was surprised with it, because when it was on Steam, it was early access, and I had buddies already playing this, and they're like, oh, this is going to be great. They were talking as if, like, this was just the beginning of something else, you know? Like, they were going to add all kinds of things to this. And I'm like, oh, so this is the one mode that they have flushed out, and that's why it's early access, so we're all playing it, waiting for the rest of the stuff. No, this is it, you know? And that's what kind of sucked, and I was surprised, because I was expecting more. I was expecting more modes, obviously. I didn't expect just one mode like this. I mean, hell, even when Unreal Tournament came out, it still had other modes besides just, you know, running around and gunning people down, you know?
Yep.
So.
Yeah, but that seems to be what people want, you know? By the way, Black Metal Gamer says, he goes, I want a clone of PUBG in Star Wars, the Clone Wars. That way it's a clone of a war game set in the Clone Wars, which is a clone mode with clones. That's crazy, man. All right, let's move on, man.
I wouldn't put it beyond EA sticking that in that game. Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
All right, let's move
on.
Let's move on to the next question, man. All right. If Rockstar asked you to make a soundtrack and you could make your own custom soundtrack for GTA 6, what genres of bands slash artists and what band slash artists would you choose for the radio stations?
Norwegian black metal western style.
I want an ambient black metal station, you know.
I would like to do like an 80s rap station where it's like all the old school rap guys, like, you know, Run DMC and all the other guys.
In Not Red that- Dead?
Yeah,
in
man.
Red Dead. Oh, in Red
no,
Dead.
No. GTA 6. Adam, where did you get Red Dead from, bro?
I don't know.
They didn't have radios back then in Red Dead, man.
That's what I'm. No, if it
was around, it would probably sound like this. My fall gonna go down.
Man, yeah. We had a bunch of crazy music that was in Red Dead. Remember that Jose?
Yeah, no, we're talking about. We're talking about GTA 6. Here's the thing. I just asked for at least one dedicated metal station and one dedicated like classic hard rock station, but obviously you want to sprinkle in some modern stuff too in there, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The metal station should be modern too though. A metal station that plays everything, and then a classic hard rock station, and then obviously you want to sprinkle in some other stuff too, you know, whatever's current whenever the fuck GTA 6 comes out, you know.
I got one better for you.
What you got?
You ready for this?
The Weird Al station, man.
Your mind is going to be blown. You click on this option, it's like, all right, sign into whatever music library you have. It's Spotify, your own house, Google, whatever. And then you get to play your own music, your own playlist in the game on that station. There you go.
All right, so what would your playlist be then, Adam?
Oh, my shit would be what I have now. People can go look it up. Backpack of Sounds. I got that shit out there. Go look it up. I had all kinds of weird shit. A lot of
Mr. Bungle Man,
Skinny and... Puppy, Mr. Bungle, Peeping Tom. You know, I got a lot of shit. Demo Borger. Everybody loves Demo Borger.
Not Black Metal Gamer. That shit ain't Black Metal enough. That's not Black Metal enough, man. It's too polished, man.
You can't go too dark. You can't start burying your clothes and stuff and getting crazy. You know what I mean? It's like, you gotta understand, it's still music.
Bury your clothes. You can smell like a fucking graveyard.
Yeah, you know. Exactly. We're not talking about the burning church black metal. You know?
Well, but that's what I'm saying. When you go too far, when you got a guy named Dead who just blows his brains out and does it's all kinds of craziness. Anyway, you know, just a mesh of those type of sounds. That's what I'm into, and that's what I like. And I like to twist it up because then I'll put something nice, and then after that, it's like, oh my God. You know, but it's fun.
No, that's not black metal. The black metal will be like,
add a playlist. That's it. Add an option. So you know who did that? I just realized that was done on a 360. On a 360, you can load up your music onto the
Burnout Paradise, motherfucker.
Yeah, and then you can play it in the background and replace whatever music. So just have an option on the radio. It's like, hey, boom, sign into whatever playlist or streaming what you have, and here, play your own stuff. And that way you don't have to worry about, you know, getting bored of the same old tracks when you jump into a car.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, but anyway,
and it saves some money on the other end, because how much do you think Rockstar's paying all these royalty fees?
A shit ton of money. But if you just have a game, what if you, you know, don't listen to music? There's people out there like that. They're going to be playing a game with no music. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's a lot of people that stream and they can't listen to music anyway. So if they're going to be streaming the damn game, it's like pointless.
Yeah,
I mean, to me, it all depends on what the setting is. If it's a modern setting, then I would probably put like a station in. Like the current music of 2024. That's when I predict this game will come out.
You know,
but it depends on the setting. If it's like something in the 80s, then I would probably get like the best 80s music or 60s or 70s. Like, you never know when this is going
to
be based.
To be
on.
Fair though, every numbered GTA has always been in whatever year that game came out. So it's probably going to be. We have to assume it's a modern game. You know,
what was Vice City 2?
City is not a numbered game.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the numbered games, 2, you know, 3, 4, 5, you know, 6, you know, that'll be modern. So, yeah, like I said, you know, I just want at least one, like, dedicated metal station, one classic rock station, and then obviously a mix of, like, you know, newer stuff. But classic hip-hop, like Manny said, put that shit in there, too. They had it. Yeah. They had them in the last couple of GTAs, but always good to have that because the modern hip-hop stations, you listen to those, you're like, woo, man.
It's all like auto-tune shit, like...
It's like, yo, all this trash, man.
What if they
throw it through the bar?
Do Peter Peter Billy 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 Billy. That's not rap, man. What is this bullshit?
They're just saying the same word over and over again.
I say my name,
shout out to Crank Lucas, by the way.
Crank Lucas.
Crank Lucas. He does the perfect impression of what that current hip hop sounds like.
Yeah. It's fucking dumb. All right. Anyway, anything else for this question?
I just posted my playlist up on Twitter, so now everybody
can hear. I like your idea, man. What I'll be playing through. Like, let me upload my shit. That's what I did for Grand Theft Auto. Vice City. I started playing my own '80s music. You know.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's like, you can just play your own shit.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's move on. Antonio Rogers, who's actually Roman Ronin, he goes, "Happy New Year." So, Happy New Year to you too, man.
Happy New Year, man.
You know, all right.
Shalom.
Shalom. You know, hey, cover all our bases, man.
All right, okay. That's not Happy New Year in Jewish.
No, that's just slow. Like, what's up? Good.
Yeah. All right. So he only has one question for us. Is there a system/mechanic from one game that you hope proliferates into games that are developed moving forward? For example, Legend of Legaia for the PS1 was a turn-based JRPG that used the tactical art system to give combat a fighting game feel, but it was never ever reproduced. Maybe the Nemesis system in other games might happen. So yeah, I'm gonna give my answer right now, right? Nemesis system would be cool too. I've been saying this for years. I want more JRPGs. This is gonna or RPG in general to copy something from the fucking Wolverine Origins game. If you beat up an enemy enemy a lot, you'll get stronger against that enemy. So when you face him later on, he'll be easier to kill because you killed so many of them, which makes sense. Like, hey, you've gotten proficient at killing that type of enemy. So you know what? Make that for every game. That would be cool. You just get better at it, you know?
Or like a leveling system where that actually, you have more enemies of that type you fight, or even in general, the more enemies that you do fight, you get stronger with, right?
Yeah. Okay. So
you kind of get that already with leveling up, but I mean a little bit more, specialized.
Yeah. Because I remember when I played Wolverine Origins, I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be like a big thing in games. It didn't take off. It didn't take off at all. Even though everybody liked that game, you know? Anyway, Chris, what about you, man?
I don't know, because there's a lot of different mechanics and games that I thought would catch on that didn't, like Borderlands gun crafting or. Was another one I was thinking of. Actually, you know what?
The Nemesis system.
Well, the question I had about that. Yeah, I mean that was pretty brilliant, actually.
Yeah,
it's like Shadow of Mordor. That was amazing. Kind of love that. One thing I love that no game ever reproduced, and I don't know why, because it made so much freaking sense, was in Dead Space. How do you navigate in Dead Space? You didn't even have to look at the map. Isaac put his hand out, a laser came out, and went in the direction you needed to go.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you see MIT students made an app for the phone to do that, and it never got released. Like laser. Yeah, but it was like a laser. I mean, they pressed the button.
I thought that was so brilliant, like in any game, not just a horror game, like any game, like, oh, there you go. That's where you need to go. You don't need to look at a confusing map. If you're lost, this fucking laser goes out and shows you where you need to go. I'm like, this is brilliant.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. And Adam, you already said the Nemesis system. You agree with that?
Yeah, the Nemesis system. And then, I forgot about the Dead Space. That was awesome. You never had to keep looking at a map. You just like, and then take a look. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Manny, what about you?
Let's see, man, what I've liked to have seen in this reused. Oh, geez, you're gonna have to come back to me on that one.
All right, Carlos, go ahead, man.
The climbing mechanics of Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
Not Breath of the Wild.
My man. Now explain why you chose that one over the other.
Well, because like going through, like, climbing up buildings and all that stuff and structures is just kind of more fun because it's kind of more fast-paced and fluid. Makes it more like a, like, if you're, I don't know, like, in a action game or you're, like, a friggin' samurai or not a samurai, like, a shinobi, like, running on top of rooftops and stuff like that. That's kind of cool. So I wish kind of a lot of, especially third-person games, I don't know, first person, it'd be kind of difficult, but third person games, those climbing mechanics, you can climb over any, almost anything or pretty much anything. I think that would be something that I would want implemented on everything else.
Yeah, I also need to say this. Not only is the climbing like faster, more fluid and that's sweet, but if it starts raining, you won't slip, you know?
Yeah, man.
And you can climb forever. You won't get tired, you know, which is great. Yep. All right, Manny, you're the last one. Remember, we got short staff tonight.
Destructible environments, like from the game Black.
Yeah,
Bad Company did that.
I want to see some more of that stuff. I mean, like, it's after the game Black, like, they just kind of forgot about that mode. Like, just the ability to destroy the environment around you and change your cover system. That is such an interesting idea, and it never was implemented in any other games.
Yeah, so some games kind of do it, but they're like,
they kind of, I mean, because yeah, because you're kind of like, you know, bound by your processor for that sort of stuff. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, like, they even kind of tried to do it with I can't remember what game it was.
Red Faction. Like,
was that what is it? Was it Red Faction? Yeah. No, but I mean, pretty recently, like, it was like they were going to go on a cloud or something like that to allow.
We were just talking about Crackdown.
Oh, yeah. Crackdown 3.
Yeah, there's like Crackdown where like it was saying they're saying that the destructible environments, but then that now they're kind of backpedaling and saying, oh, it's only an online mode that you can do this. Man,
do you remember that first time when they announced it and they showed that weird trailer where the whole world was just like falling apart, like buildings were crumbling all around, and like, this is happening in real time. People like, what?
And then it's like, no.
Never happened. No, we were lying. Fake news.
Lied. <Lied. laughs> Yeah, that's one thing I would love to see, like, really just take advantage of that sort of stuff. Like, how awesome would it be, like, you blow, you know, you're chasing some guy, you know, chasing one of the enemies, and then you're just like, you know, you can't shoot through the wall, you just take a grenade and blow the wall up, and you got the guy.
Yeah, I mean, like, games do that now, you know?
Did that. Bad Company
Just Cause 3 did that, too, you know? You could do shit like that. It's like, hey, they're crossing the bridge, blow up the bridge, you know?
I mean, to a little bit more of an extent, because even in Just Cause, like, you walk away and then you come back, hey, look, everything reformed again.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you have Hulk Ultimate Destruction, you remember? Like, you could destroy every single building in that game, right? But then you could just, well, all you'd need to do is just walk away and then come back and all the cars and everything is all...
Yeah, and that kind of leads to what you mentioned earlier, is that, and this is kind of tooting Brett's horn, is like the CPU doesn't really, is not really intensive enough to process all of that, all those physics to, it's kind of complicated to have almost everything be destructible and have their own physics kind of, what do you call it?
Associated with it?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, you you destroy a building and it blows up into a bunch of bricks. Or you have, and then whatever's inside, you know, all of that stuff would take a bunch of processing power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, man. Let's move on here to the next question from. Where the hell are we right now? Okay. This is the first timer, I believe. Davin. What's going on, man? And also because he's the first timer, he asked three questions, so we're only going to answer two of them. All right. Okay. His first one is, what would you add or change about your favorite developer, such as better writers, better animation, better mechanics, etc.? Very interesting type of question. So, like, for example, if your favorite developer was Naughty Dog, what would you change about him? Very odd question. Very interesting.
The funny thing is I have a lot of things to say about a lot of developers.
Pick your favorite, and then, you know, and then change something about him.
You know, I mean, he did say Naughty Dog, and I would say they're one of my favorites. I would like to see them develop other more games that are a little lighter. And I'm noticing
you're talking about from that developer, right?
Yeah, from a little lighter than from Naughty Dog. As much as I like the Last of Us thing, and you know, and I noticed that even Uncharted's getting dark. I feel like they're forgetting where things are going. Where they're forgetting a portion of entertainment that they could be hitting. And I feel like, yes, we can go into the dark world and we can be like, oh, really sad, zombies killed everybody in the planet. Don't be, you know, stuff like that. society is fucked up, you know, or hey, Nathan Drake is getting old, be sad for him. I kind of want to see a little bit more of a uplifting sort of game come from them. I don't want them to keep going darker and darker.
Time for Jack and Dexter to come back.
Yeah, well, you know, bring them back. Jack and Dexter come back, and even that, the same thing they were doing with him. He's like, I have an alternate personality. I'm like, oh Jesus Christ, come on, guys.
I would, for me, I would make BioWare succeed from EA. So I make them independent again. That's what
man,
make
fucking. You kind of took my answer, by the way. Oh, but damn. Yeah, no, because the thing is, like, I really thought, like, okay, BioWare could do this or that. And it's like, wait, they can't do any of that shit unless they get, you know, they leave EA. You know,
yeah.
Shit.
EA is a huge problem because I was gonna talk about Visceral again. I'm like, oh, they're gone.
Oh shit. Because
of EA. You know, man, it's like, well, I wanted to get them back to form. It's like, whose idea was it for them to make a Battlefield? Oh, that's right. It was EA's idea. You know?
Whose idea was it to make that failure? Whose idea was it for them to make that lousy third Dead Space game?
It wasn't that bad.
I like Dead Space.
Come on, co-op in Dead Space.
I didn't play that game in co-op. It was fine. I didn't play
it in co-op too. I finished in co-op.
I didn't. I played a shit normal and it was fine, you know?
The game wasn't that bad. And we'll never see a fourth one, you know? That's all I can say.
Yeah, it's sad. I'm gonna give the troll answer. I want Konami to stop fucking up and just make the good games again.
That's not a troll answer. That's real, man. Yeah,
but here's the thing. Are they really doing anything now?
They're not, but Seriously. They can are be they, good are, again. You know, they can it, be good
it's
again.
It's literally just not a blip. It's just flatlined through the whole
thing. Yo, man, are you saying that Metal Gear Survive won't be the hottest thing ever, man? It's dropping next month.
Come on, guys. Everybody knows that this game is not going to be that great. This is just a kind of a cash grab because they've spent all these millions of dollars developing that Kojima engine, and they're trying to catch back on that. That's all it is.
I'm glad you're being honest about it because you were being very timid when this game was announced.
you know, the thing is that listen, everybody knows what it's going to be and everybody knows what's going to happen. I'm sure it's going to do well, just do okay, just for the plain fact that it's Metal Gear. But at the same time, all the core people, the people that really love the Metal Gear series as far as storyline, gameplay, and all that stuff, I think are going to probably boycott it. And I feel like they should have despite this announcement, they announced this thing so close to when he left. I feel like they should have waited even longer. And even better, they probably should even change the name. Just not even call it Metal Gear. But then after that, they can't catch that Metal Gear vibe off of it.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm sticking with Konami because every time I play these classic games, like Konami, it's like, oh, what happened, man? What the fuck happened to you guys?
The thing is that you realize that all the big people from Konami are gone.
Gone,
man.
All
your favorite developers are gone. You know, the guy who created Castlevania, the guy who created Metal Gear. Who knows what happened to the fucking guy who created Contra? Any of the other guys that made all those games? Those guys aren't there anymore. Oh.
And Tak Fuji.
Yeah, Tak Fuji. And that's right. Yeah,
and your boy Tak Fuji. He ain't at Konami no more either.
Man. All right.
He at least could have entertained you with his lousy game.
I got a quick one.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, man.
I would make Atlus make sort of an open world Persona game with like kind of prettier graphics. Hmm. That's just me.
That'd be interesting. What about you, Adam? Go ahead, Carlos, and then explain. And then Adam could go.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, I love Persona, but sometimes I feel like the world can be a little bit small. I don't know. I would prefer the world to be kind of big, sort of like a Yakuza type world setting. I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind. I don't mind as it is. What about you, Adam?
They're not one of my favorites, but it's one that I do get every year, and it's Yucks with 2K for the WWE series. I wish they would just take a year off and just redo the whole shit. It's just embarrassing that every time it comes out, it just gets worse and worse and worse, you know. And it's just, they need to just go back to the drawing board and just take time off and be like, all right, let's really make something. Even if you're going to make something that's going to be the same for years on, just revamp the whole thing and start from scratch, because this is pretty bad. So I wish they would do something. That's what I would do. Change everything.
I feel like they really should take advantage of the expansion. Like, you know, you do 1 year, you know, on, and then 1 year off. Where the second year, the year after, for the same game, you update it for whatever. What was it 2K18 right now? Right?
Yeah.
Skip 2017. Do a fucking big, huge, like, you know, pack, like DLC on it. You know, revamps all the wrestlers. Granted, you can play the old wrestlers in their old, you know, outfits and shit. Redoes all the storylines and all that shit.
Yeah, they got
that. Way, I think that'd be a better solution. And then that way they can spend time developing the new engine for the new game.
Yeah. Oh, and related news, New Japan Pro Wrestling has wrestlers in Yakuza 6. What? And oh, you can play as them.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. They're
playable characters.
I know what you're getting.
Yakuza all right. 6.
Next question here. Since I got my kids a Nintendo Switch and it's been mostly docked and played on the TV instead of handheld, do you think Nintendo's next system will be a hybrid or a straight console device? It's going to be a hybrid. It's going to be a hybrid. I don't think they're going to.
Can I jump in on this? Did you hear this rumor about the Mini, the Switch Mini?
The one we've been talking about since like day one?
No, Adam? But this is like legit. Like some pictures came out. And there was like some people saying that maybe it's just a prototype of when they were thinking of it, but it's just going to be this without the dock, and it's going to be a little small. But then again, if you do that, it's not really a Switch, right?
It's unless just a hand. It's just a, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we predicted that shit was coming. We predicted that shit was coming.
Yeah, we figured. Yeah, everybody predicted something's going to happen because they got to kill off the 3DS, right? But we'll see if that's next week, because people are saying that that's going to be one of the announcements, the big announcements for next week.
Yeah, but anyway, Adam, since you're talking, go ahead and answer the question.
What?
This oh, motherfucker.
No, because you just threw me off. See, what about the kid and what their next console is going to be?
Yeah,
it's going to be that.
Yeah,
I think they're just going to, but it's not going to be so much of, I think the Switch is here for a while.
No, you he's talking about the successor to Switch. Will it be a console or will it be a hybrid? Or what's it going to
be? It's going to be the same thing. That's what I'm saying. It's going to continue in this format. Even if they call it Switch 2, it's still going to be one of these hybrids. They're never going to go back to just a stationary console or a handheld. You know, and that's why it's like even people are like, oh, they're going to come out with that Mini and whole thing. Yeah, I guess they can do it, but I think that's just – I don't think that's where they want to go. I think this is their bread and butter. If they can just sell a bunch of these and cut out all the other bullshit consoles they have, then they think they're golden. You know, you got all these devs that are jumping on. They have no screening process. If you've heard any of these devs talk about it, they just submit the shit and it goes through. There's like no middle person, which is why you get crap games that don't work, you know, and that's just their thing. But we'll see. But I have a feeling
the Nintendo seal of quality is not seem to be working so well this time around.
No. There is no seal. There is no seal.
That shit don't exist anymore. Even when it did exist, it was still kind of, you know, iffy. Okay. Does anybody think that they won't go? Does anybody think that they will not do another hybrid? Because I think they're going to do another hybrid.
I agree with what Adam said. I think they're just going to make the same. It's just going to be like Switch 2. That's the next thing.
No, right. the Switch U.
Or the Super Switch.
The Switch, Super Switch. Super Switch. I like that. Super Switch. All right. I guess we can move on because I think we all agree on that one. I wish Brett were here. He'd disagree probably because Brett is Brett, you know? All right. Next up is Damian Perceval. All
welcome right. back, Damian.
What's going on? So this is
interesting. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy. Why not, right?
Yeah, I'm sure we missed it.
Okay, so he is actually putting us on to something. I had no idea about this. So I'm going to ask this question, then I'll fill in the gaps. He goes, what are your thoughts on the Digital Foundry screw-up? Do you think this compounds that the gaming media should leave their opinions out of the coverage of games? Okay, again, I read this question. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? So apparently, Digital Foundry did a breakdown of some indie game that's on both Xbox and PlayStation. And they said during their breakdown that the game would not go above 1080p on the X, right? And it turns out that the game could go beyond that. You just need to toggle it in the options section. Obviously, you know what this led to. A bunch of fanboys saying Digital Foundry is Pony Foundry, blah, blah, blah. And Digital Foundry even had to come out and publicly apologize for this shit. So I'm going to answer the second part of this first. No, I don't think this is anything to do with opinions and coverage. They didn't give their opinions. They just talked about what they saw. They fucked up. obviously, but they weren't giving any of their opinions. They were doing typical Digital Foundry thing where they just gave you analysis and stuff. It's just their analysis was wrong, but they didn't give any opinions on it.
To be clear, they didn't actually go into the options to check this.
Yes, they fucked up. They fucked up.
Okay, so that is them not looking for this sort of stuff. So that's their fault. But I don't think it's opinion based. I think it's just them not going through the in-game options and just probably just figuring, oh, hey, well, it you know, because most games don't give you that option. So I'm guessing they didn't. But again, Digital Foundry is usually very thorough and they go through the options and see if you can do these sorts of things. But in this situation, for some odd reason, they didn't.
Yeah, very strange that they didn't do that. But you know what? Because I have a question for you guys, but I'll let you just go on about this situation. Chris, what do you make of all this, man?
I just think they messed up. I don't, you know, I agree with you. You have to you try to make an informed opinion based on the facts you have, but sometimes you miscalculate. We've been wrong before.
Oh yeah,
and you apologize, but mm-hmm. that's not. I think, Damien seeing like demons where there aren't any. It's like, yeah. You see, there's the bias. It's like, no, it's not bias. Like, if someone makes a mistake, if you make a miscalculation or whatever, and you retest and you find that, oh gee, I was wrong. You admit you were wrong. That doesn't prove bias. That just, you know, you just made an error. I think that's what happened here.
Yeah, let's get that clear.
If they had bias, they would not have admitted it.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Let's be real, right?
Yeah. You're 100% right. Yeah, again, let's just make it clear. There's no bias going on here. It's a fuck up. It's a pure and simple fuck up. No bias. But like Chris said, if it was biased, they would have been like, they would have like doubled down, you know, and they didn't. They fessed up real quick. Like, oh, yeah, we fucked up, you know.
Here's the thing, you know, obviously, you know, we expect a lot of these people and, you know, people in the industry to be thorough and do the things that they're supposed to do. But people are fucking people.
Yes.
They always fuck up. I mean, the thing is, it's just one of those things that happens. Just, I mean, now the thing is that we're making a big deal about an independent game here. That seems a little bit odd because most people don't give a shit about independent games.
Nobody ever even heard about this game until, you know, they you know, this whole thing happened, you know?
Yeah.
I don't even know the name of the shit. Red Cuppers? I don't know.
I've never heard of this game, but the thing is that now it's on the spotlight. But I hope that people will actually go and check out the fucking game instead of just using it as a soapbox.
Yeah, well, that's what's going on apparently. Like, they're using this as another example of the media's bias against Xbox, which is fucking ridiculous, you know? Maybe they have a bias towards the fanboys or whatever, but there's no bias against Xbox. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, apparently they took out the video.
Yeah, they did. Because they fucked up.
They pulled it down. So, like, yeah, if they didn't admit that they had this problem, right, that they found, they would have left that fucking video up, and they would have probably put an annotation inside of it saying, this information is different, you know, like something like some YouTubers do, where they don't want to lose their hits. So they just keep the video on there and then they throw a big annotation on top of the screen saying the information here is a little bit different than it's portrayed here or whatever.
Yeah, even though you can't even do annotations anymore, which is ridiculous.
Oh, no, you can stick one of those things in there.
Not anymore.
You can have one of those. You can have one of those information tabs pop up.
Oh, yeah, the little thing. It's not a full annotation, but you're right.
You can have an information tab pop up.
Yeah, you could do that. But yeah.
A lot of YouTubers do because they don't want to lose the hits off their video. So what they'll do is they'll just throw that little thing in there. It has the edit.
Yeah, the game's called Redout. Again, no one's even heard of this game until this controversy happened.
Is Redout even a good game? Do we know that?
Who knows? Who knows?
Complaining about the resolution.
There was like, remember that controversy with the hunting game and shit? How it ran like crap on Xbox One X and shit? It's like nobody gave a fuck about that game.
The people playing that hunting game, most of the people I'm sure playing that hunting game are not even really gamers. That's shit made from my fucking father. He's like, hey, look, I can shoot some deer in a game. That's what that game is made for. I don't know any real gamers who actually really play that shit.
You're not playing that shit, you know?
Unless they want the platinum trophy, because I'm sure it's really easy to get.
Yeah. Anyway, any other thoughts on this?
Yet.
All right. So my question to you guys is, will this hurt Digital Foundry's credibility moving forward?
No,
it shouldn't.
They've admitted the problem. They removed the video, and I'm sure they're editing it to include the revisions, which is what they should do.
Yes, I agree with that.
Retraction, you know, writing, you know, here's the problem with a lot of the industry in general. They don't like to admit when they're wrong, and they don't write retraction articles.
Yeah, and the offense is, like, as minor as it can get. Like, this isn't some fucking Logan Paul shit.
Oh, man, you know?
Yeah, man, like, it's honestly, like, a simple mistake that they didn't see because they weren't thorough enough with, like, looking at options and stuff. So, yeah, like, they took it down. They're going to probably re-upload it with updated details. And, yeah, the only people who are offended by any ways are the fanboys. This is... just that's the only people this is concerning to.
Yep, pretty much.
If they release this video and I'm like, oh shit, so this doesn't get above 1080p on the Xbox One X, and then they're like, oh no, we're wrong. They post it on Twitter. It actually goes up to this, and that's good enough for me.
Yep, pretty much.
But here's the one thing though. Like, okay, granted that this game is released on the Xbox One X, you know, as well as the normal Xbox, why don't they have something inside of the game that senses that you're running on an X and bumps the resolution?
It'll come in a patch.
Yeah, I think they did patch it already. Yeah. Okay. You know, but yeah, there's, you know, as they say, nothing to see here, you know. All right, so moving on to our boy All Day Digital. So his first question is, due to the recent success of Persona 5, do you think we will see a fighting game counterpart? Yeah, they did it for Pro 4. Yep, they're probably going to get it for 5, you know?
They already have a dancing game.
Yep, so, just like 4.
So, and they got an anime coming, so it's going to be the same shit we're going to get before.
Yeah.
We're going to have our boys' Arc System Works maybe do this game in 3D. Who knows?
That'd be crazy, you know? So I don't think there's anything more to say. Yes, you will get that, obviously. All right, now let's get to some juicy shit. I'm glad you asked us about this, because this came up over the weekend. Okay, God of War, the new God of War, does not have a jump button. Does it? So he goes, does it really matter if the game design doesn't need it? Let's get into this, fellas. This is very interesting, man. I stayed out of it on Twitter, but now I'm going to get into it now, you know?
I mean, the thing is, the format of the game already shows what game it was going to be. In Senua's Sacrifice, can you jump?
Nope.
Can you jump in Resident Evil 4?
Nope.
So, no.
Manny, can you jump in Bloodborne?
Nope.
Can you jump in Demon's Souls?
Nope.
Can you jump in Dark Souls? That's the point.
Nope.
Yeah, you do like a little hop, but it's not.
No, they do a roll. That's what I think you're going to be getting in the new God of War.
Yeah, you're going to probably get a dodge roll, you know?
You're going to get a dodge roll, and then when you want to climb up onto something, what do you press? Press the action button.
Or he
does it automatically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not a big. I'm going to call this a nothing burger because the game already looked different. Like, I am not surprised by any of that, you know? The game is not going to play like the old God of Wars. And as I said before, that's a good thing. Because even though I love the old God of Wars, obviously, that shit's played out. It needed to be different now. So, it's fine. I don't have a problem with this.
How was jumping in the old games? Like, seriously.
Yeah, the jumping mechanic is flawed.
It was for platforming only. Like,
that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just be real here.
I would use it in place of a roll. Like, in place of a dodging. You jump out of the way. That's about it.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. During actual combat, unless you're doing something, you know, kind of the game's not supposed to be doing, you never use that shit. Outside platforming, yes, but outside of that, you never jumped in those games in the first place, you know?
Yeah.
And so, again, the camera angle that we're in this game, I don't know of very many games that are so close like that. Like, literally, your whole character's on the full, like, half the screen where you can actually jump.
Yeah,
most games you can kind of tell the distance away of the character, you can kind of jump around.
Yeah, exactly. Like, again, Senua's Sacrifice, she is right up there. You can't jump in that game. Kal-El goes no air combos, no, because it's not that type of game. You know,
no.
That would seem out of place. Like, doing weird, like, crazy air combos would seem weirdly out of place in this game. You know,
yeah, Kratos is an old man now. He's just gonna yank guys to him and beat them on the ground.
That's it. You know, he ain't got time for all that fancy shit.
Yeah, so they're saving the jumping mechanic for the kid.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's right, because they keep saying Kratos can't jump. They didn't say anything about Atreus, you know?
Boy, you need to jump.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah, and I at first I wasn't too sure, and I kind of agree, like, hearing this, because for the jumping air combo stuff, that was kind of the button mashy part of God of War that I didn't like as much. So I like how it's forcing you to focus more on actual combat, and, you know, I don't know, they're probably going to have a parry system and stuff like that. So stuff like that, to me, intrigues me more than being able to do air combos.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm just speaking about for me right now. I never did air combos in those games. I don't like air combos in games in general. I always like doing ground combos.
Yo, man,
you know,
you all about that square triangle.
That's it. That's all I do for every fighting game, man. And not fighting game, every hack and slash type of game. Square, triangle. That's my bread and butter move, and it works in every game. You know, it works in every game. You know, so yeah, it's not going to be missed. Adam, what do you think, man? You
about care?
About Sorry. The about the no jumping in God of War?
No. I mean, see, now that's the question I have, but maybe I don't even want the answer. Is that for Kratos no jumping, or is that for his kid no jumping?
Yeah, that's also what we talked about. I guess you're busy playing Call of Duty, not paying attention. Yeah. No, because we said that. Because this is coming from Game Informer. They specifically said Kratos can't jump. They didn't say Atreus can't jump.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. See, then that tells me that it's. I'm telling you, people don't understand. I have a feeling this is a big swerve. You're probably going to play maybe an hour and a half of Kratos, and the rest is going to be his kid as an adult. And then everything that we're accustomed to of the God of War series and Kratos is all going to be right on his boy. I think that's it. Because remember, he's old, so I guess it kind of makes sense that he can't do all those crazy double jumps and shit. You know. So I mean, if you go in that sense, yeah. You know. But.
What is he? He lost the wings of Atlas or whatever the thing.
Yeah, the wings of Icarus.
He fell down a cliff or something. Who
yeah, the wings
shit?
Of Icarus. Yeah. You don't need that shit.
If he would jump, the most visible thing on the camera would be his back.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's
right.
Be confusing.
Yeah, because they changed the camera.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess everybody's consensus. We don't mind. You know.
It's you know, the thing. I do wish that they didn't just call it God of War. That is my biggest gripe with this game. Instead of calling it God of War again, which everybody knows the original God of War is God of War, I think they should have just called it something else. God
but
of War
they tried,
something.
And then it got that bad stink on it from the other one. So
from Ascension?
Yeah, so I think they don't want people to be like, oh, damn, it's one of those spinoffs. No, this is it. You know, and I think this is more of a reboot. We'll
God
see
of Thor?
God of Thor. Call it God of Thor.
God of Thor. And if this doesn't work, then it's done.
If it doesn't work, you know what'll happen. It'll do just like what they did with fucking Devil May Cry. Just like,
back.
Hey, let's call back the old team, get the band back together, and we'll make a classic God of War game.
Yeah,
everybody.
get David Jaffe back. Yeah, get David Jaffe back.
But it's tough, then. What is he going to do? He's going to hunt down the same gods that he killed? You know, because it was a story.
Back to formula.
No, it's going to be some other type of gods, just he's hunting those guys down. It'll be the same formula, just transferred to different guys.
And that's what they're doing now. The kid, he's going to be hunting down, you know, these different gods, these Greek gods.
No, Norse gods.
You know, if you remember, in the original God of War, they kind of set up all kinds of other types of games that could span out from the God of War series. Like, remember the one where, you know, there's these military guys find the temple of I can't remember the name of the temple.
Pandora.
The temple Pandora and on top of Kronos' body. So it's like, oh, and then they're like all these, you know, creatures start coming out. It's like, oh shit, you literally have a third person shooter game with God of War
or Call of Duty God of War, you know, first
yeah,
person
exactly.
shooting game.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Wasn't there like a rhythm game mechanic in God of War? God of War 3 at least?
Was there?
I think there was. Maybe I'm confusing it with another.
Well,
game.
No, there was a quick time event when he had sexy time with.
Yeah,
the,
yeah, that's right. That's right.
Did they say if that was back for these the QTEs? Are there a lot of QTEs? And
they haven't mentioned that.
I hope they're not the random QTEs that they did in 3. That pissed me off. Well, you know, but it would randomly change. Like if you die and then you come back and you're like, you're trying to.
Yeah, that would change shit.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to work a pattern here. No, you can't. No pattern here. Son.
Yo, by the way, I could be wrong about this. I predict there's not going to be a sex mini game in this because nowadays you can't get away with that. You can't get away with that. Certain types of
people. They're not going to do that.
Certain types of people. I'm not going to say it on air. You know they're going to get mad. You know?
Who cares? Don't buy it. Put it in there. Put it in there just to piss them off and then be like, yo, spend your $60 on something else.
Oh, well, especially seeing that the previous, that one trophy from the previous game got so much of a backlash.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thank you, Adam Sessler. All right.
I will destroy you.
Yeah, oh my God. All right.
Oh, by the way, before you move on, really quick. Brother. So Adam, would you like this game to follow the Lion King formula?
With Simba?
Yeah.
And go through that? Yeah, yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, and then if you think about it, it continued on because my daughter watches The Lion Guard, which is Simba's kid. You know, so it just keeps going. Yeah, they can do that.
What the fuck? I didn't even hear about that shit.
Yeah, yeah, The Lion Guard has been on for over a year.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, it's just I'm not that audience. Just like Logan Paul. I never even heard of this guy. I never even heard of this guy.
My kid was watching it. It's on the Disney Channel.
I never heard of this guy. All right, and moving on here to Mr. Valigus. Again, you got lucky that I saw this because you asked me this on Twitter. Don't ask those questions on Twitter, people. This is the worst place to ask those questions. But it is a really fun question. He goes, what 70s blaxploitation movie would you like to see be made into a game? He goes, my choice is Superfly so I can be a pimp. I mean Shaft. I could be a detective and whoop ass. I got my answer. I'm gonna say it right now, man. I'm gonna be black belt. I want a black belt Jones game, man. Oh, Batman, man. Motherfucker.
Kung Fu Joe. That was Kung Fu Joe.
I'm telling you, man. I want that shit. Black belt Jones. He's beating up pimps, man, and shit.
You are straight out of a comic book. I would say Slaughter.
Ooh,
with Jim Brown.
Jim Brown.
Slaughter will blow your man. You guys got to see Slaughter. Yeah, it's a really great film. Two films. Great films.
Right.
Rip Torn is his villain in the first movie, like a really young Rip Torn.
Can I say
Action Jackson?
Action Jackson bringing it back.
Action Jackson. How cool would that be if that was a game? He's running around with an afro and stuff. Oh yeah, taking the gun down. He was like Bruce Willis, you know, but like, you know, black version. It was awesome. I love that.
Yo, Action I got one, but I don't think I can say it on air. It's funny, like I'll say nigga all day, every day. I won't say the ER version. There's a boss, that one, you know, he's a boss. Oh, boss.
Yeah.
What about you, Chris?
Hey, it took all the good ones. I mean, who's left? Like G.I. Bro or Blackula? Like
Blackula.
You know what'd be crazy? That'd be kind of cool. A Blackula like horror game. That'd be awesome.
I'm trying to think who's left.
Yeah, you know, fucking Blackula was the king of cartoons in Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Yes, yeah, he was.
I'm like, wait, what?
Dolomite.
Dolomite.
Oh, I forgot about Dolomite. Yeah.
Or Avenging Disco Godfather. You know, where is Bucky, and what has he had?
By the way, when we talk about blaxploitation, we could talk about any era, right? It doesn't have to be the 70s specifically.
Because
Black Dynamite, obviously. Dynamite!
Yeah, you know? Black Dynamite. I mean, Black Dynamite's kind of already set up for something like that, man.
Remember and they
I want a Black Dynamite game, and I want a side mission with Mo Bitches.
Mo Bitches.
That is like the guy has the greatest name ever. Mo Bitches! Right. Anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who else in there.
What about Foxy Brown, man?
Yeah, Foxy Brown. Yeah, and Pam Grier's still alive. She could do the voice of it.
They are. Oh, Barry Burton says they are rebooting the Shaft movie. We'll see how it goes in this era.
Who's gonna play it? Who's they gonna play it? Oh man, I hope they don't. You know,
wasn't there one in the mid-2000s?
They did. Yeah,
Jackson. Yeah.
God. I don't know.
Yeah, like who are they gonna get? I'm like, I hope they don't start like. You know what I call like reuse, like, you know, like not reuse, but like constantly using the same casting, because I can totally see.
No, like, what? Maybe like, it'll be SJW Shaft and it'll be a woman this time. You know, that's how you do everything. Just
that's right. Yeah. Ah, man. All right.
You can't do Shaft as a Hispanic guy, right? That won't work.
No, like, yeah. Remember, I'll stop right the fuck now. But Manny, you and I were talking about this right before the show. I'm not going to get myself in trouble. All right, moving on here to my
Where's our superhero, man?
Yeah,
what
right.
We just got Zorro, and he's like he's from Spain. Yeah,
do me a favor. I'm saying this as a Hispanic man. Please take a white character and make him Hispanic, and then I'll be happy. All right, man. I want Gringo Rogers. I don't know. All right, Joel.
Well, like fucking Captain America literally is wearing a Puerto Rican flag on him, man.
Yeah, apparently.
What is it with that? No, wait,
you guys are supposed to be outraged that they canceled America Chavez.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that's the rhetoric.
Yeah, what was I going to say?
I'll plead the fifth on that situation.
Esteban is Steven, right? In Spanish, Esteban. I don't know what Rogers would be in Spanish.
Esteban.
Rodriguez. Captain Puerto Rico and shit.
Captain
you know?
Puerto Rico.
You know, it's like, I'm actually a colony of America. Oh, man. All right, let's move on here. Joel Torres, speaking about Hispanics. All right, this is an interesting question. Bandai Namco advertises her games as playable anime. Do you guys think this is a mistake to do? No, because that's exactly what they are. Let's just be real here.
Yeah, that's you know? What they're doing.
That's brilliant marketing.
That's actually brilliant. Yeah,
it's brilliant marketing.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I mean, if they weren't doing it, they should definitely do that because I mean, most of their games are anime games. Keep pushing that, you know.
And the thing about them, I mean, granted, I mean they hash those things out like fucking crazy, but they're not bad fucking games. Not like the shit that's based on a lot of the shows and movies that we get here in the States. Shit. I put any of those last Dragon Ball Z games that Bandai put out against any of the stupid ones that we get, you know, that some of these other guys are getting from these movies and cartoons. Shit. That Avatar game was shit.
Oh man. You with the Platinum one?
Yeah, that game wasn't very good.
Oh boy. What?
Magic to work on that one.
Melon Matt, we're going to answer your question later. He goes, people are pissed off that the new Troy series on Netflix is making Achilles black. Sure, they had a lot of black Greeks back then. So why not, you know?
Yeah, we could do that.
Oh, God. All right. I don't think we need to go on. Okay, yeah. Bandai Namco, keep pushing that narrative. That works. All right.
make Troy nondescript brown guy. That's what we want. There we go. So nobody knows what he is. Anybody can be. Could be anybody.
It's insane. All right. Okay. What do you guys think would happen if trophies and achievements were removed and never returned? Riots in the streets. Adam would explode.
Riku. Well, old Riku would ignite into flames.
Yes. Spontaneous combustion.
Like that. Everything would just be Nintendo again. Oh.
Yeah, no.
You wouldn't have any. You wouldn't have any proof that you played any games.
No. I don't want to imagine that world. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a post-apocalyptic world right there.
Yeah, man. No.
Yeah,
no. I just want them to mean something a little bit more. You get a little something, man.
It means something to me.
Yeah, you know, in my heart.
In my heart.
Yo, man, pop me a gift card for playing like 10 games and getting platinum. Shit,
little achievements in life. That's what they are.
Yeah, no, that I think there'd be mass riots in the streets, or just people bitching on you on Twitter. It'll be people bitching on Twitter.
It's like books. You know, when you read a lot of books, you know, and it's like when you finish a book, you're like, oh wow, I finished this damn book. You know what I mean? It's like, wouldn't it be great to just have a record and account and that you could share with the world? Look at all the damn books I read.
Oh, your record that you read the book is the fact that it sits on your fucking shelf.
There you go. No, yeah, if people come over, but people don't leave their houses anymore. So you got to do the digital version. I mean, Audible has it too. So if you listen to a book all the way through and it counts and it shows you all the ones and it gives you a score, and then the rest of your friends and other people can see that it's like, oh, wow, you know, out of all the people that have this book, you know, you and five others finished it, you know, it's like, oh, okay.
You finished listening to it.
By the way, we're not sponsored by Audible.
No, everybody. Though it seems like everybody on YouTube is sponsored by Audible.
Not Throwdown, though, man. We're barely literate, you know. All right, man.
Hooked on Phonics work you for know? Me.
Like we probably read more than the average person.
I read comic books like every day.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm reading all that Fire and Fury that Michael Fox, just to see how crazy that shit
That's
is.
A great, that, by the way, that is a great Firewind song. Just throwing that out there. Great fucking song. Alright, I don't think we need to say anything more about that. It would be just a terrible world nobody wants to live
horrible.
In.
Horrible.
You know?
Horrible. Why would you even think that? Don't think that. Yeah, don't even think about that.
Don't say those words.
Don't say those
words. Yeah, not around us, man. We like achievements. Alright, and the last question from Melon Matt, who I think is the first time here, so hello, welcome, and all that. This is an interesting one. What do you think the price of NVIDIA's new GPU will be, what with mining, you know, with mining microcurrency and all that other shit? That's a good question, because microcurrency is fucking up everything, the price of these cards, you know? So, yeah, what do you think the projected price could be, you know, with microcurrency as a factor, you know?
I think there'll be a special one just for that. Just like how they have three or four different versions, you know, you have an overclocked version and stuff. I could see them saying, hey, this is the mining edition, you know, and this is like so. I can see them doing it. Come on now. They did it for gaming, and as gaming evolved, they have all these different overclocked versions. Back in the day, you should just be one damn video card to do everything, you know. So they figured out a way to custom to every audience. We're like, hey, this one's for you.
Well, I think they would. Yeah, I think Adam's right, but they would steer the miners away from the gaming cards. So they would have to, like, the Quadro FX chip. That's the professional NVIDIA's. That's for rendering and stuff. Like, put that shit in there. Be like, this is a Quadro mining, you know, crypto edition or whatever. And that's, you steer them so that they don't, like the price of gaming cards don't keep accelerating, because these guys are buying, they're not buying the right card to do the job. They're buying the cheapest card to do the job. And that's the problem. Like, NVIDIA has to steer them away from the GeForce cards to the Quadro cards, and put features in there that will allow mining to help those guys out, and then make them spend the money there instead of buying up GeForce cards so that we can't get them and the price keeps going up.
Yep. All right. By the way, Melon Matt says he has asked those questions before, but hey, you know, I mean, I forgot. I'm an old man, you know. I don't really have anything to say about this. I'm not really in the market to buy a new card right now, but it seems like it's pretty crazy shit going on.
The MSRP for the GeForce cards are going to remain the same. They're always like around $600 to $700. So, like, at least for the high ends that are not the Titans. So you'll probably get that, and they'll probably get inflated once they sell and the market kind of limits it. Like, it's availability. But yeah, man, they have that, what is that? The Tesla NVIDIA graphics card that's like $10,000.
What is that, out now? Or is that still,
I don't know if it's out. I know that, it's going to come out this year for sure. But yeah, that they're definitely getting like ridiculous ass graphics cards that don't really have any useful purposes for a consumer other than probably, I don't know, trying to get those Bitcoins, man. I don't know.
Fucking Bitcoin, man.
Yo, man, I'm going to sell some Bitcoins on the corner.
Yeah. By the way, again, probably because Brett's not here, we're running through this very fast. So I'm going to answer right now every leftover question. I think we could do it.
All right, let's do it.
It's only five of them, so Carlos, I'll throw them into the show notes a little bit later. All right, the first one is from Hussein Unsal. So he goes, in a hypothetical situation of Sony and Nintendo merging, what would the game industry look like? What level of market share would they achieve, including mobile/PC? Would PlayStation characters appear in Smash Kart? That's interesting.
Well, I mean, if they did merge, yes, you could be most assured that they would have those characters in there. And I feel like Nintendo would probably keep all the popular characters, but then just drop the rest. You know what I mean?
Who would be in control, though? That's the better question.
Who would be in control? I mean, whoever has the most money. So at this point in time, it seems like Sony seems to be making a lot more money than Nintendo is. So I would think it would be an entity of Nintendo. I mean, an entity of Sony.
Yeah. Yeah, and how much of the market share would it be? Like, what, fucking 70% or something? Maybe 80? You know?
Yeah, they would, but they would be in a position to squeeze Microsoft out of the gaming market.
Yeah.
At that point.
That is almost equivalent to, like, Disney. That is equivalent to, like, Disney buying, 20th Century Fox. And stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like, when you have that much clout, like, and actually, the person who told me this, because I was sitting in a meeting with him, was Reggie, that if you drive a product below 20% market share, it's basically irrelevant, right? That was the strategy for the DS versus the PSP. You drive the PSP down below 20% market share. So if you merge Sony and Nintendo, and you can have them with their studios and cloud and IPs and everything taking up over 80%, then you would make Microsoft irrelevant. You would start to push them down to where they wouldn't even get third-party deals anymore. You would push them into where the position Nintendo was in at the end of the life of the Wii U. Like, just nobody's making games for them.
All right, anybody else want to answer this hypothetical? I think Chris just laid it down right there. I'll take that.
Yeah, go ahead, man. I don't think I'm not going to kind of add to it, but I will say something about just for clarification, none of us think that this will ever happen.
No, it's a hypothetical. No. It'll never happen. Yeah, it's just a hypothetical. So yeah.
I just wanted to clarify because we have people that'll say, "You guys said that."
And, oh my fucking god! You're 100% right about that.
We have to preface it that with a bit of something.
We have to preface the fact that a question that a fan asked us is not our opinion. Because that's happened before. You guys said this on the show. No, we were answering a fan question, bro.
So yeah, in the hypothetical world, we could probably see with the way the current industry is, we probably see Sony taking over Nintendo. But that said, those things could change. I can't add anything to what Chris said. That's and plus he said it. He from the mouth of God, which is Reggie Fils-Aimé, 20%. You drop these things down to 20%, and they become pretty much irrelevant.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. So the next question here is from two questions from my man Shawan Watson, who's actually joining us right now live.
Why? Hello, Shawan Watson.
I don't know why in my mind I kept thinking that you were going to say next question from Buttermilks. I'm like, yeah,
Buttermilks. Buttermilks. I just like this guy's name, Shawan Watson. Man, I like that. Good evening, Mr. Watson. All right,
Mr. Watson.
So his first question is: both Nintendo and Sony had an amazing 2017. If one of the two were to hit a snag in 2018, which one of them would it be? Probably Nintendo, to be honest.
I was thinking, man, I'm glad Brett is in here because this would have lasted for a while.
Oh God, that's right. Yeah, that's right. It'll be Nintendo because we know what Sony's doing this year. We know exactly what Sony's doing this year. We don't know what the fuck Nintendo's doing at all. You know?
Yeah. Sony's essentially in kind of like the status quo portion where it's like, yep, like we're just doing this and everyone knows what we're doing and that's the strategy. But with Nintendo, it's like we don't know what the hell, like we only know three games or two games that are going to get released. We don't know anything of what they have planned yet.
Not a damn clue. You know, Sony, we know what's dropping this year. You know, we talked about God of War, Spider-Man, Days Gone, fucking Detroit. We got a lot of shit coming from Sony. We know what's going on with them. You know, it's Nintendo, Yoshi, that's all they got, you know? Fucking Kirby, come on, man. You know, so yeah, Koibi. So if any company were to fall, it'll be Nintendo. Not going to happen, obviously, but it'll be Nintendo. It won't be Sony. Sony's too well entrenched right now, you know?
Unless they do something so fucking crazy.
They release a new system this year for $600, you know?
Yeah, something nutty. Or like, they literally offend the audience saying, like, you know, I don't know, you got to get three jobs to buy this new Sony console.
Shit. All right, so that's that question. So we'll move on to the next one. Okay, 2017 was definitely a rough year for Xbox One first party games-wise. Do you think they can rebound in a big way in 2018 and beyond?
I hope they can.
I hope so. But the question is, do you think they will?
I'm hoping. I don't know if I can't think.
You mean you can't think, man? You ain't got no brain?
No, I can't think. I'm only hoping because I don't know what they have other than the crackdown.
They're not. I'll answer the question. They're not going to rebound this year, man. This year, they ain't got nothing. They don't have shit. They have Sea of Thieves. That's it.
Crackdown, you know? Sea of Thieves, maybe a Halo. I don't know if they haven't announced anything.
I haven't heard anything about Halo. Not a word.
A Forza probably.
Granted, Microsoft does look a little bit better, you know, games wise than Nintendo does this year. But yeah, I don't like a huge rebound, a big rebound. I don't see that happening. Maybe a little bit of a rebound, you know.
Yeah, I guess we're gonna have to wait for E3.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll answer this question again on E3. But right now, what is it? When you shake the Magic 8-Ball, prospects do not look good. You know.
Yeah, we have no announcements upcoming from Microsoft, so we have to wait till summer. At least you have a Nintendo Direct this coming week, and we'll find out what the hell's going on. Maybe there'll be something to look forward to. I don't know. I'm just saying at least there's an announcement. When Microsoft's like, hey, Crackdown, it's coming. Don't worry.
Imagine they say Metal Gear Solid 5.
But they had Metal Gear Solid 5, Manny. What are you talking about?
Well, no, not them. For Nintendo.
Oh, Nintendo.
What if they drop? What if they drop that?
That'd be funny. Okay.
Yeah, like what would that be?
Hey, Barry Byrne just said it. Minecraft in 8K, man. You know.
8K Minecraft.
8K.
Hey, man. Microsoft can make Minecraft an exclusive if they wanted to.
They could. Yeah, they could easily.
They could. Yeah.
But Microsoft,
but to their own detriment.
Yeah, exactly. They want money, you know.
They're making too much money off of everybody else.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think they're gonna rebound in a big way, but I hope they do. That'd be nice, you know.
Yeah. I want to see something, man. You know, like here's the thing, like you know, I don't own an Xbox, but I'm always looking for reasons to get one.
Manny, are you saying that hasn't given it to you yet, man?
They haven't given it to me yet. So, they just haven't given me enough reasons to go and be like, all right, this is it.
I own an Xbox. You know, it's like, hey, give me some more, guys.
I own two.
Carl has two. Ooh, what's up with nothing to play on either one of them.
Yes. Oh, shit. Hold on. So, let me get this straight. We're the Sony down, right? And everybody right now, except for Manny, owns a fucking Xbox. Some own two. What? That's crazy. Adam, you own two of those motherfuckers?
Damn right.
Like the Xbox One, yeah. You have the original.
I got the One S. I had before that the 360, before that the OG, before that I had a PC, which was an Xbox. I got all kinds of shit from Microsoft.
Motherfucker.
Yo, man, this dude is Microsoft certified.
I had you damn right. I got my Microsoft NCP certification. I got a Microsoft Zoom, two of them, okay? 32 gig.
Adam has an Zoom. Adam has an Xbox tattoo. Adam has an Xbox tattoo on his left ass cheek, son.
I got one on my butt cheek, and I got my other one over here. I got all kinds of shit. I got my gear tattoo. Microsoft said that they loved it, and they sent me some coupons.
You can only redeem them at the bodega down the block, though.
That's the problem. That is the problem. That bodega went out of business, so I was fucked. At the fruit shop.
Cuphead was my top three game of the year last year.
Hell yeah, man. The game was the shit, but...
But that's the last thing like I played on there.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves is one of those games I'm really skeptical about.
Yo, Melon Bad, you a troll, son. This guy goes Sea of Z's, State of Dog Shit. Damn, son. And Crackdown grade 3. Damn, son. Oh, God. That's bad. You bad, man. You bad. All right. You're crazy. All right. Go ahead, Manny.
The thing about it all is, like, you know, it's always good to have good competition because it always means that there will always, each time, everybody's going to try to outdo the other one. And I don't want to see games get to a point where just there's nothing there to push these guys to be even better than the last.
Yeah, no, look what happened with PlayStation during the PS2 era. A lot of great games, but with a lot of bullshit because there was no competition then. You know, yeah,
there wasn't like there was just very little competition, and I mean there was obviously
but
a lot.
What about
of
good Xbox, games. Motherfucker? We know Xbox was out, but it didn't touch anything. GameCube wasn't touching it either. Let's just be real now.
They already know? Had the thing is the, you know at the time you know Sony had the install base. They had they had been around since the was it the Dreamcast, and they put that shit to grave. So what was left, you know? And then Xbox, to be honest, they kind of came in kind of late. They came in what toward the end of the PlayStation's life, which they already the PlayStation already had all this big, had a big install base. So, but you notice that's also at the end of the PlayStation. That's when things started getting really, really good.
Oh yeah,
that's when we got games like God of War. People forget that God of War is the end is pretty much. They were saying that at that point in time, they're like, you know, games can't get any better on the PlayStation 2. And then God of War came out. And that was at the toward the end of the thing.
God of War 2 Shadow came out after. That's right. God of War 2 came out during the PS3 era. Yeah.
Exactly. So,
you and know. Then The Last of Us came and just blew people's minds. We're like, yo, what the hell?
Yeah, PS3.
PlayStation 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's talking about the end of the PS3 generation was similar to the end of the PS2 generation. All the hot games started dropping. Shadow Colossus was a late gen game as well. Yep. You know,
2006, 2005 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy, man. Right.
Like literally a month or something or two before the release of the PlayStation 3. Yeah.
That shit was crazy. All right, and the last one, again, going back to my man Davin, if you had the money and time, what cosplay would you like to be? Very interesting question.
What?
I'm going to go first. I don't want to do cosplay. I'm good. I'm not into that. I like people doing cosplay. I appreciate it, but I'm not for that, and I'm also don't have a type. I'm like I could only play a crippled person, and I'm too fat to be Xavier. So that rules that out. You know what I'm saying? But in all honesty, I just doesn't catch my eye. But again, I really appreciate cosplay and the really hard work people put into it. Dope stuff, don't get me wrong, but it's not for me, so I would not want to do that, you know?
Tony, you could be Thanos sitting.
I could be Thanos sitting, right? But again, it's like...
You could just literally cover the chair up, make it look like that shit that he's floating around in, and you just dress you up like Thanos.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Thanos is...
Yeah. Thanos but again, it's like... You know, I could get away with that because Thanos, I could have that big chin and shit. I could get away with that, but it's like, you know, imagine me going to like New York Comic Con trying to interview people looking like that.
that'd be hilarious. You roll up, you're like, I command you to speak to me.
I work for geek.com. I want you to answer my questions.
You will obey my commands.
You know? Barry Byrne goes, can Manny draw an old man Tony graphic novel?
Old man Tony.
God. All right, anyway.
It'd just be a lot of him complaining about how he doesn't have enough time to play fucking games.
Pretty much.
Complaining about the current state of the world at this point in time.
Now, Manny, let me ask you this question because here's the funny thing. You haven't. We used to call it Halloween back in the day, by the way. But you've done this before, Darth Maul and other stuff, you know?
Yeah, I've years ago, like, there's one time when me and our other friend Rachel, not, from the show Rachel, and, you know, me and her decided to dress up for Halloween. So she was the girl from Farscape. I can't remember her name.
The blue chick.
The blue girl from Farscape, and I was Darth Maul, and we weren't even going anywhere.
No,
we just decided.
Yeah,
we went to the fucking movies to see was it House on Haunted Hill or some shit.
Yeah, movie sucked, by the way.
That's it.
This will be
and we went to
we went to the movies, and then after we went like behind the like the library around here, took pictures and fucked around, you know.
Fucked around, yeah. Omar, our friend Omar, at the time, Omar was dressed up as like a lousy demon, like he was, he had his guitar and some horns. So I don't know. We just did it. It was fun. And then when I used to work at for Kids Productions on the Ninja Turtles cartoon, we used to do a Halloween thing. And one year I was Darkman, and I won the most scariest costume. Literally easiest thing you could do. Like I had a trench coat, I had I bought a red shirt, and I wrapped my head up and I did a like simple makeup, because if you've ever seen the movie Darkman, like you don't see his whole face. It's usually like until certain points in the movies, but most of his head is covered in gauze, except for his eyes, which are kind of bloody and they look like burnt victim. So that's what I look like. I look like burn victim man, and it was that was one
burnt and victim then, man.
And then the other year, next year, I was like the Monkey King, and that's the part. Oh, and later on, I have all these different things I could kind of use for costumes. Like I have like three luchador masks in my closet for some reason because I just really like them. And you know, one year at our Halloween party, I was like a assassin luchador. I had like a, what do they call it? Like an airsoft gun. And I was just, you know, assassin luchador guy with a suit. But then for some reason, when I pulled off the mask, like my hair was really long. I could actually pass for like a Hispanic John Wick. Cause the way my beard does the same thing like Keanu Reeves. And I was full bearded then. And I had it all like that. So there's shots of me at the Christmas party where I look like all grizzled, like a John, like Hispanic John Wick or something. I mean, I've never. I know one of my friends is a really awesome cosplayer. If you guys don't know, her name is Ruby Taki.
Name dropping,
and she's amazing. It's like she does like one year she was it Blade Wolf from fucking Metal Gear Rising Revengeance? Like she literally built the robot dog suit. Another year she was She was actually Metal Gear, like Metal Gear Rex. What you got there?
No, I said they got dogs.
Yeah, they got dogs. And then she was another year. She was, you know, like she always does something really awesome. Like she was Anubis from Zone of Enders and all that stuff. And she's always telling me, you know, you should really do the costume thing. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe who are we going to be, like Snake or something like that? I don't know. If I would pick something. I always pick things if I ever do them where they.
Manny, you're going to be a brown snake.
I'll be brown snake. I'll be, you know what I'd be?
That is like, a euphemism, by the way.
I'll be like, you know what I'd be like? I'd be like Snake if he was laying in the sun, you know? The thing is that, like, yeah, if I were to be that, like, again, you know, he kind of works because he's got a beard and he's got all that shit. But, like, if I were to do something like that, it usually has to be. Most of the costume has to be somewhat made of normal clothing, so I can justify buying, like, you know, weird, like, you know, certain types of clothing. So like, I still wear the red Darkman shirt as a normal shirt on certain occasions. I still, like, you know, other parts of stuff that I've, you know, made little suits. I actually can wear them. Like, Tony's mom, who's an incredible seamstress, like she makes like wedding dresses and all kinds of shit. She built me the Darth Maul like tunic and shit, off of my design. So I designed like an undershirt and then like this over thing that went over it, right? But the undershirt I wear all the time because it's an awesome shirt. So nice. Yeah, so that's what you would usually be. So if I did pick anything, it had to be kind of stuff that I can get normally and. It wouldn't be weird if I wore them in my normal life, as opposed to wearing like, "Hey, look, I'm Snake. I have a BDU I'll never use ever again." You know.
Now you got me thinking about that Dave Chappelle thing. Oh no, East Big Brown Snake. That's no snake, honey. By the way, I want to give a quick shout out to my man Jay Fonzarelli, who's joining us in the chat. I was actually on his podcast on Friday, Loot Chess Radio, and that episode is up now. Head over to Throwdown Crossover. That's what we call that playlist, Manny, and we'll have it up there for you guys. You know,
hey, Fonzie,
No, this is not Fonzie. This is not our Fonzie. This is Jay Fonzarelli.
Okay. You know? Fonzarelli. Okay.
Remember, the reason we call our Fonzie is because his name is Alfonso. You know.
Yeah.
Since Alfonso Ortiz. You know. Chris, cosplay? Yes, no.
Oh, me, no.
Chris is like, I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah.
I think you did dress up once for something, for like a company party years ago. Nah. Or was it just like, nah?
No, I never did. I don't dress up, man.
Does anybody else dress up in here? I'm going to take that as a no.
Adam did.
Well, years Adam, ago. What'd you dress up as, Adam?
Did a bunch of times I used to dress up. There was one time I had the Slipknot mask, the maggot, remember? And then I tried to hail a cab. I think, were you with me when I did that?
No.
Somebody was with me. I have a picture of that. I was in Times Square trying to hail a cab with the maggot mask on, and nobody stopped, but the cops stopped me.
Oh, shit.
And they told me to take the shit off if I was going to hail a cab. So I was like, all right, whatever.
Well, I mean, yeah, you did the. I think one time you did the crow at school.
I did. Oh, yeah, that was trouble. That was trouble. Yeah, they wound up eventually. It was me and a buddy, and I did something else. So it wasn't really the crow, but it was like silver paint and some stuff. And I had like this whole shirt thing that said like inner circle. It was all bloody. So my mom helped me make it though, but they had a strict rule where you couldn't come dressed up. But I was doing the whole thing dressed up, and then a buddy of mine, Ray, came over and he was like, "Oh, what's going on?" I was like, "Oh, I'm dressing up. I'm gonna go in real quick, just give some candy to my teachers and leave." He's like, "Me too, then." So we put all the makeup on him and did the whole thing. Well, anyway, we get into school because I found a way that we can get in through the back. Get in, I go to my teachers, I give them the candy, say, "Hey, look, I made it." You know. Anyway, security grabs us, and we thought they were gonna escort us out, and they said, "No, we're bringing you to the dean's office." I'm like, "Shit!" And the guy that grabbed me didn't recognize me. I knew him. You know, so I'm like, he doesn't know who I am. So I just pushed him off and went running. The other guy went doing the same thing, but he dropped his school ID.
Oh.
So we made it out of the school, and we were like, headed back to my place. And then my beeper, beepers, because beepers were the thing back then. We didn't have cell phones. Goes off, and it's my mom. So I call her up to the school just called. You know, Ray dropped his badge and this whole thing, and people ratted out that it was you with him, and they had our number on file. And anyway, I got in trouble. They wanted to expel me, but they kicked him out because that was his first year. He was a transfer student. So he got kicked out of school right off the bat.
Damn, son.
And I was in my senior year. So they were like, we could put you on probation, the whole thing. Anything happens, you're out, and you'll have to get your diploma from another school. So I'm like, all right, I stayed. And that was it. But yeah, man, that was all from freaking dressing up on Halloween. They had a strict policy. You couldn't come in dressed up.
That's crazy. Yo, Carlos, man, would you ever be Chad from Bleach?
Nah, well, I don't even watch Bleach.
So wait, you never gotten my Chad jokes then, right? So you don't
probably
know what the
not.
Fuck, damn, you don't even know what the fuck I was talking about then.
No, well, I mean, people have called me Chad, like, but because Carlos is like Spanish for Charlie, and Chad is like just another way to say.
Wow. Okay. I got to hit you with some facts. There's a character in Bleach called Chad. He's half Japanese, half Mexican, and he's tall as fuck.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, are you going to be Chad because, you know, you're full Mexican and shit? Like, I was wondering, like, when you were in Japan, you were, like, essentially Chad towering over everybody. You know, that's what I imagined and shit. Only thing is, you're not brown at all, actually. Chad is brown. You're, you know, like me, basically, and shit. But, yeah, you're Chad, man. You're Chad, man, from Bleach.
Now I gotta watch this shit, man.
Yeah, Chad is that's why people kept calling you that. And I didn't know about the whole Carlos Chad. I didn't know Chad was a short version of Charles. I did not know that. So you hit me in the face with some facts. You know?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's officially like the shortened version of Charles, but like when people don't want to say Charlie, they call me Chad or.
Interesting. No, they're calling you Chad because they watch Bleach.
Now I know.
Yo, Chad, how you doing?
Yeah, because you called me that the other day too. I'm like, Chad, okay.
Yeah, I was talking, motherfucker. It's because I was talking about Chad the Mexican from Bleach, man. You know, I'm surprised you don't watch Bleach. They have a lot of like, you know, because the guy who makes that show is really into like Spanish, like guitars and shit. There's a lot of that in there, and they're like, they got like a lot of Spanish names for the bad guys because he's really obsessed with like Spain and shit. You know.
Oh shit. Well, I mean, I won't get too deep into it, but I started off like not seeing either of the big three back in the day. So I started One Piece and I got obsessed with that. I started and finished Naruto and I'm like, oh, Bleach. I'm like, I don't know if I want to tackle that right now. That's something definitely that I'll tackle in the future though.
Yeah. But anyway, what about dressing up? Any interest in that?
I don't know. I definitely probably won't cosplay as any video game characters, because I don't see any video game characters that are really like enticing like to cosplay as. I don't really cosplay anyway, so it's like,
yeah exactly. You know, yeah. The thing is, you could easily get away with pulling off Chad because Chad just has like a demon arm and the rest of them is normal. You know,
but he'll get whitewashed.
Yeah, you'll get white. Yeah, because, you know, you are white. Yo, in like 5 years, me, you, and Brian will not be qualified. And actually, no, everybody on this show except for Chris, ironically enough, will not be qualified as a minority anymore because we're too light-skinned. It's hilarious. Oh man,
we need Chris, man, for that diversity.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Chris will be the diverse one. Oh god. All right. Again, even Brian, who was born in Africa, nope, he doesn't count anymore. He's too light skinned. It's crazy, man. So that is going to do it for us. So, yeah, man, we're back in full effect, like we told you, man. Throwdown, we're going to keep on coming twice a week until the year is over. You know how we do, man. Can't stop. Won't stop. Oh, man. Yeah, so that's going to do it for us, man. So, yeah, we want to thank you guys, as always, for watching and listening. Leave us your questions in the comment section of this episode on YouTube or over on the Coalition. We'll answer them on next week's show, just like always. All right, subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTubes. Follow us on Twitch, Mixer, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Shows. Links are located in the description below. Once again, I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and today I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
I'll see you later, guys, and I know you guys are ready for the Persona animated, Persona 5 animated, because I know I am.
Yep. You'll never see it coming. Chris Seamus.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Hey, the people.
And Adam Vale.
Watch that show happy.
Where was La Lucha, son?
The Lucha ain't coming, man. In February and March, they said they're filming, and who knows when that shit's going to air. I mean, if you want to watch Lucha 1 and 2, it's still on Netflix. No season 3 yet, so whatever. But yeah, go watch Happy Man. Sci-fi. That's an awesome show. They're going to sponsor us in 2 weeks. I'm going to keep harassing them.
All right, there you go. All right, man. We'll see you on Thursday, man. Later.
See you guys.
Peace.
Don't drink and drive.